Today Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged to bring this bill to a vote this week in the United States Senate.
President Donald Trump's compromise offer to Democrats to get funding for a border wall and end the partial government shutdown is a non-starter, according to House Democrats. Trump offered a three-year reprieve for those covered by DACA and those who qualify for temporary protected status. But Democratic Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut tells CNN.
Chiefly amongst, the DACA recipients.
Right.
To say to these young people, you've been living a hell of uncertainty for 2 years,
yeah,
and now you get certainty for three more years, that's a non-starter.
Trump's proposal also includes millions of dollars for humanitarian aid and drug detection technology. Conservative commentator Ann Coulter blasted Trump's proposal, saying it amounts to amnesty, saying we voted for Trump but got Jeb, referring to Jeb Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, a member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, tells ABC this week there's no reason the president should trust House Speaker Nancy Pelosi when she says, open the government, then we'll negotiate on the border wall.
Neither one of them is trusting the other one. The best thing that we can do is resolve what we can resolve. So for Speaker Pelosi to say, trust me, President, open the government, and then I'll negotiate, the president clearly responded, no, I don't trust you right now.
Last week, BuzzFeed reported that President Trump told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office came out the next day saying the report contained inaccurate information. On CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani.
As far as I know, President Trump did not have discussions with him, certainly had no discussions with him in which he told him or counseled him to lie. If he had any discussions with him, they'd be about the version of the events that Michael Cohen gave then, which they all believe was true. I believed it was true. I still believe it may be true, because unlike people who want to just believe him, I believe Michael Cohen is a serial liar.
BuzzFeed is standing by its original story. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Desidero assicurare la mia vita.
Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square expressing sorrow for the victims of the bombing at a police academy in Colombia, assuring the population of his closeness with them after the grave terrorist attack that left at least 21 dead. Nearly 70 people were injured. The president of Colombia declared 3 days of mourning after the attack. If you're lucky and the sky is clear, you can watch the Super Blood Wolf Moon lunar eclipse tonight. USA's Wendy King has more on that.
The Super Blood Wolf Moon gets its name because it's the first full moon in January, and wolves howl more at this moon because it's during the breeding season. This eclipse happens during the full moon, and it's closer to the Earth as well, making it a supermoon.
Two shark researchers who came face-to-face with what could be one of the largest great whites ever recorded are using their encounter as an opportunity to push for legislation that would protect sharks in Hawaii. Ocean Ramsey, a shark researcher and conservationist, told the Associated Press that she encountered the 20-foot shark Tuesday near a dead sperm whale off Oahu.
There were, I would say, about 15 random people who had jumped in the water near a dead whale carcass. I saw her heading over there. We headed over there. And as a matter of public safety, I put myself between those inexperienced people who were in these bright colored things, which were obviously catching her eye, and I gently deterred her.
Ramsey said she's been pushing for a bill that would ban the killing of sharks and rays in Hawaii for several years, and hopes this year the measure will actually become law. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.